Okay.
Okay.
Good show.
Good.
Good show.
Good show. Good
this
show.
This is our pre-show ritual. We in unison we say
good,
good show.
And we, here we go.
One, two, three. Begin the show.
Nailed it.
When I worked on the Today Show, they used to yell, "Have a good show."
No, really.
In unison before the show.
They did
yeah.
like High School Musical kind mm-hmm. of chanting.
Right. Cheering.
Theater kids.
Yeah.
I don't care for theater kids.
But we're going to will a good show into existence with the power of the secret.
Yeah, we're going to harness the power of the secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Did you have the secret?
You look nervous.
Did you read it?
I've never indulged.
Did you watch it? Do you watch it or read it?
My best friend from high school, her mom was into that. And we watched the documentary.
Right. I think maybe I saw that.
Yeah, I remember. The only part I remember is this guy talking about...
That was the moment you lost respect for your friend's mom.
Yeah. There was this moment in the documentary where this guy's giving a testimonial about how all his coworkers, like in an office, kept bullying him for being gay. And then he used the power of the secret to make them not bully him. And then they loved him.
Wow. And he was straight.
No.
He willed himself to be straight.
I remember thinking that was so odd.
What a great time, because there was no... That was the time of the internet, but early internet, right? Because now every eighth person has a fucking woo-woo, you know, spiritual podcast about vision boards and seeing yourself in the place you want to be. I mean, this idea of you just have to like will things into existence is like everywhere now. But back then it was like this new thing to people, I guess.
Yeah, well, people thought it was like magic.
Right.
And it's not, it's more like it's a trick. It's just like if you are more positive mentally, you'll see and experience the world in a more positive way. I think that's, and then people go, wow, things are really looking up for me.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't really harness the power of the secret if your house is being foreclosed upon and your wife's got terminal cancer or something. You know, it's like, that's not going to help you, I don't think.
But if you're like, I want to get a promotion at work, I'm going to put that up in my fucking vision board. Then when you see it every day, you're going to work harder.
Yeah.
You know, to achieve your goal.
Yeah, and then you think it's all Rhonda Byrne's, like, she takes
doing
all the...
It, yeah.
yeah, doing. Like, she takes responsibility for your raise and for your coworkers not bullying you for being gay. I remember even at the time I was like, what office is this where, like, the HR department and the bosses are just letting these people
like,
bully a gay
Good
man.
Morning, homo.
Yeah.
You get those reports done?
And they like smash it out of his hands, pick it up, fairy.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Also, like, I imagine these people that work at this office that one day they're like homophobic and then they go home and this guy watches the secret DVD and they're sitting on their couch like, what's happening to me?
Oh, my body!
I'm becoming tolerant. It's like an X-Men power.
But being not homophobic?
No, being able to influence people.
Okay, yeah.
Because you watched a DVD.
Oh my God, what if somebody secrets one of us into doing something
That's
we don't want to do?
That's why we should secret everybody else.
Okay, I'm going to secret everybody else before they can secret me.
Right.
Okay.
What are we going to secret them to do?
Give us money.
Yeah, to listen to this podcast and enjoy it.
Good.
Yeah, that's so funny because in that scenario, he is directly influencing people with his... Because wasn't the secret... The secret was kind of like magical like that, right?
Yeah.
They didn't give all that extra explanation that we just gave. They were just like, if you think about it, if you see yourself accomplishing these goals, then you will accomplish them. They like skipped all the you know, the explanation. But
it really was more than positive thinking. Sorry, go ahead.
But in this scenario... You're directly influencing other people's personalities.
Yeah.
You're,
it's like telekinesis.
Right.
There was this magic element where if you just close your eyes and thought really hard about people not bullying you for being gay, it would all of a sudden happen.
That's the thing that many people have discovered, that if you can find a way to tell people what they want to hear, you'll be successful. You'll move product, you know? Yeah. If you tell people that if they go home and do spells, they can achieve their goals. It's just that easy.
It's so
they don't have to work for it. They don't have to put in any effort.
And what a terrible lesson that is. Like, so you go home and do magic, and then the bullies aren't mean to you anymore. Like, they're nice to you, and that's what you want. Like, these people are fucking assholes. So that doesn't resolve anything, right?
Yeah.
Are you still angry? Why would you want these people to like you?
Right. We should put out a DVD called Black Magic.
Yeah.
Where you can blind people, make their dicks fall off, you know?
Yes, let's please that's do
the,
that.
That's the secret I want.
Yeah.
Here's a secret. You're waking up dead, what? Bitch.
What a fucking charlatan. That's so funny. It's like you watch these old movies with literal snake oil salesmen in caravans on the side of the road, and you think that stuff is long gone, and it's just taken a different form nowadays.
Yeah.
It's all still very real.
People want so deeply to have their needs met that they will buy things that even they know won't work.
Yeah.
Just because they hope there's a glimmer of hope, or just because they want it so much.
We've both done that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, it's sad that people can prey upon your vulnerabilities.
Yeah. Salesmanship in general is gross.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to convince somebody very often to buy something they don't need, at the very least, you know, let alone something that doesn't even work. But
yes,
just in general, you know, when you see an ad, it's like, man, fuck you for trying to entice me just so you can have my money. Especially when they're like, when they feel like when they want to manipulate you and make it sound like they care. That's the most frustrating ad you can watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I assume I would love to watch some Rhonda Byrne interviews and see like what her deal is and how she answers for some of the flaws in the system. Like, if I decided I wanted to become the president in 2020, I can't just secret that into happening.
Yeah.
You know, how does she account for that? I don't know. Maybe I do. You want to watch it?
Yeah, we should.
I would love to. I think that would be fun.
I bet she like just put on a wig and now she's Robin DiAngelo.
Oh, that's another one. We've talked about that. I went to the record store recently. Speaking of salesmen, I went to the record store recently and I
you came home with $3,000 worth of records.
I know. I didn't want anything. Connor wanted to go. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll stop by with you. And then they're just like, they're so cool. And they're like, what do you like? And I was like, Neil Young. And he's like, do you have any Neil Young records? I was like, no, I don't have it. I don't know anything about anything. And then he was like, you need this one.
If you get this one, you can hang out with me and my boys and do fun stuff, leather jacket stuff.
I was like, okay, will I be cool then? It's like, don't get the cheap one. You have to get the really obscure, expensive one. You need it. And
I'm yeah.
Like, okay, I will. And like he acted like he was doing me this favor, like, I think I have one in the back, I'll let you know.
Isn't that a frustrating yeah. feeling where it's like their tricks are working on you and yeah. you're like, I just, my whole thing is like, I'm like, I want to get out of this conversation.
Yeah.
What do I have to buy for you to leave me the fuck alone?
I hate that so much.
I will buy the whole store and I will fire you.
It's so uncomfortable. But then that's different because I really did, well, I mean, I do like Neil Young and that was an exciting purchase, but I didn't want to buy anything, and now I'm like $55 out. I bought another one too, so I don't know if I was duped or not, but whatever. I went to the Apple store.
You know how we're always listening to records.
Shut up, bitch. What, we have a record player.
Yeah, no, I did it the other day too. I bought, you know.
Yeah, you buy records
sometimes.
You brought up record store day today.
I know, because you get a discount.
Yeah, I know. So there's a reason to buy them. I'm
right.
just saying, don't start.
Relax.
Just don't fucking start.
Relax.
With me right now. Okay.
What were you going to say?
Can I pause for
the
a
dogs.
Second? I just want to let you know that I don't think it's time for
Do you,
you
really
to start.
Want to pause?
No.
This no, is a bit. This is a bit where you shout at me.
I'm doing a bit. I'm not shouting.
You do
I'm
your bit. I'm going to take the collar off the dog.
Okay. I went Come to. Come here. I went to the Apple store.
Uh-huh.
A month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I remember being impressed by the Apple salesman that he wasn't trying to upsell me, and it actually made me buy the more expensive.
That was a trick, though.
I wanted the middle one because I wanted a better camera than I had, and I was like, ah, oh, might as well. But he was like, well, you definitely don't need the 11 plus or whatever, or the X, or I don't know, whatever the most expensive one is.
He's like, you're like, I'll be the judge of that. Yeah. Give me all of them.
Yeah, I was like, give me six of them, bitch.
Give me a desktop.
You don't tell me.
Give me an iPod. He was... Pick it up from the back room. Dust off an old iPod mini. Green, bitch.
Those are so cool. But yeah, and then he even tried to convince me to go lower and get a cheaper one because he's like, it seems like that's the model you had, and if you like that, that's what you should get. And I was like, what are you doing to me right now?
Yeah. Suspicious. Meanwhile, I was outside baking in the sun.
What was I supposed to do? I didn't have a phone.
You were supposed to hurry up. You guys were having a fashion shoot in there. I find out you took the it was 1,000 degrees, high noon. I'm sitting outside with all of our luggage because we're supposed to be going on vacation, by the
you
way.
You act like you're holding it. You're
our Airbnb is just sitting vacant, and you're in there having a photo shoot
dropped
with
my
some
phone
foreigner.
In the toilet.
You did. Stop tweeting while you're shitting.
No,
I don't even know why I got you the diaper if you're not going to use it. That's why you were prescribed that diaper.
Because I'd keep dropping my phone in the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to use the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Catherine's not allowed to be in there.
Anyway.
Don't let her follow you in there.
Didn't you tell me that the dog, because the dog always weirdly follows you into the bathroom when you go
yeah.
in there? Didn't you say that's because they know that shitting is a very vulnerable act, and she's there to protect you
yeah.
in case predators come?
That's why when you take her out, too, and she shits, she makes direct eye contact with you.
She's like,
because she's like, are you keeping a lookout? Because I'm in a vulnerable state right now.
Okay, so does she want you to look at her, or does she want you to be scanning
I think
area?
She wants you to be scanning.
Okay.
She's like, you got this, right?
Okay, shit. I've been fucking
I
up.
Think, I don't know.
She's such a
you look, you gaze right into her butthole. You're always like, ew. It's like, don't look at it.
We need to know what's coming out of there, Ian.
No, we don't.
We're her parents.
No, we don't.
We're her mothers. We need to know. We need to know if she's healthy.
I
or
bet
not.
It's poop.
It could be a little race car.
It's always been shit. 100%
yeah,
of the time. For the entirety
blood?
Of the dog's
what if,
life.
What if there's, you know, if she's got diarrhea, we should take her to the hospital or something.
The hospital?
I don't know what dogs need.
I think you get off on the dog shitting.
It's not true.
Pause for people in the hallway.
Ian.
Who can hear everything we say?
Yeah.
What did I write down? I know what I wanted to talk about. The big one.
What's the big one?
Bisexuality.
Awareness.
Awareness. What is it?
Bi-visibility day.
Bi-visibility day.
We
women.
See you.
No more holidays for you. No more. You're done. White women. You can't have any more fucking holidays. Dude, these women out here writing their story. It's like
I've never technically been with a woman or even thought about it, but I've always wanted
yeah.
to be bi. So.
And I feel insecure celebrating today. Then all of her straight-ass friends chime in and are like, no, you're queer and you've been discriminated
no,
against.
No, Lindsay, am I also bi? Because I think you're hot as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. people see... celebration or awareness or whatever, and these people run to the computer and they're like, do I have this? I think I have this. It's like WebMD when you look up.
Also, there's something so infantilizing and embarrassing about all these like hashtag days that we have.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 100 every single day. It's like National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh yeah, well that shit's stupid.
But
that's
but that's like the same thing to me.
Yeah,
kind
that's
of.
Different.
Like
that's more like marketing. I
but
think
this
like
is marketing. This is like social media. People are marketing themselves. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
They're
branding
using the
themselves.
Yeah, and they use the hashtag. And
do you know people, comedians who say stuff like my brand, and
yeah.
that wouldn't be part of my brand.
That's insane.
That's crazy. You're a person.
It's so funny. I mean, if you are, like, I don't know. Trying to think of a famous comedian and I can't, but if you're like already famous, I guess you could say that. but it's extra funny when it's like people we know, like yeah. people on our level. It's like, what do you mean your brand?
Well, no, I think it's disgusting no matter of what, course. Because it's like you, right? You're supposed to express yourself. You're not yeah. a can of Coke.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, our company wouldn't do that because we wouldn't upset anybody, or we, you yeah. know, we're a family brand or whatever the fuck. It's like, you're a person. You're supposed to have depth. And
well, Elijah Schlesinger is a walking brand. And when you watch any of her...
She brings up she's a brand all the time.
Whenever you watch any of her specials, at the end of a joke, a hashtag appears on the screen
yeah.
for you to tweet it.
Right.
So weird.
Well, that's... I mean, the reason she did that was because Netflix doesn't tell you your ratings. They refuse to do it. And so a lot of these big comedians want to use how many people watch their specials as leverage to get paid more the next time.
Oh, wow.
And so she figured out this way to do that. She puts hashtags in the corner of the screen, and then she goes online and counts how many people have used that hashtag.
Wow, that is actually pretty savvy.
Yeah, except for the hashtags.
That's like hashtag Goblin Queen.
Going out with your girls. Girls, we got big purses. Hashtag big purse girls. Do you want to talk about this cream of wheat guy?
Yeah.
There's a, I tweeted this out, but nobody liked it because you're cowards, but B&G Foods to remove black cream of wheat chef from packaging. So there's this guy, there's a drawing here in this article. It's like a black guy who's a chef, and they're removing it from the packaging of this cream of wheat cereal. It says, B&G Foods said Thursday it would drop an image of a black chef from the packaging of its cream of wheat cereal mix, the latest company to make changes to branding widely considered as racially insensitive. But then you scroll down and it says, for years, the image of the African-American chef appeared on our cream of wheat packaging, while research indicates the image may be based upon an actual Chicago chef named Frank White. It reminds some consumers of earlier depictions that they find insensitive or offensive. So this is a real chef. It's a real guy from Chicago. We've gotten so woke that we're just like,
no black people.
No, we're black people.
I can't look at it.
It's offensive. It's going to get to the point where a black guy's going to walk into a restaurant and the owner's just going to be like, no. That's racist.
I don't want
to. Get out of here. We're not interested in racism.
It's not. I mean, it's just people get squirrely somehow when they see an image on a box or something. When it's like. When it's drawn at all. It looks like a pencil sketching of a real person.
Yeah.
There's no cartoonish qualities at all.
He's smiling.
It's just a portrait of a real man.
Yeah.
Have they gone after Uncle Ben's?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's done, right?
I don't know. I assume maybe if there's like a history, I don't know. But like this one where you know that this is an actual chef, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why are you like to sit somebody down who finds it offensive and go, why do you find it offensive?
Well, it reminds me of black people. And people are racist against black people. Makes me feel bad.
And I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
So get it away from
me.
Yeah.
I think we should do all white stuff.
Yeah.
So that we don't, we're not even tempted to be racist. I think maybe we should, I don't know, just floating an idea here. Send them back to Africa? I think maybe that would solve racism.
Insane.
I'm a liberal in 2020.
It's so crazy. It reminds me, loop it in with anything when you talk about something racially and people go, la, 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 that's racist. You go, yeah. Why? And they're like, I don't know. I just heard certain words. It made me uncomfortable.
It's just these people walking around the house just like, bop, 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 bop. What can I get mad about today?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, cream of wheat, that shit nobody likes.
Right.
The company's probably has enough to deal with as it is.
I saw a video that Sarah Silverman retweeted the other day, and it's this woman sitting in her car, and she goes,
was it her tits? Was it just a video of her tits after a workout or
who,
something?
Who, Sarah Silverman? Yeah. No, I have all those saved.
Okay.
But, yeah, she does like to take pictures of her tits.
Yeah, with like an inspirational quote right, at the right. end of the day.
One of her dogs with their giant underbites.
Yeah.
You, you guys have that in common. You love retarded dogs.
I do.
Catherine will look like a mangled dog on the internet. And be like, look how cute.
I love
it's got
them.
One eye hanging out.
I have a thing for disabled pets.
Right.
I was showing you this cat. It's Japanese. I don't remember its name, but it's got a face like an anglerfish, you know, that like mm-hmm. fanged underbite.
Oh, I saw it. It's so fucking disturbing.
I love it. I truly love it. I would.
Why?
Because it's so demented. It's almost.
It would
like
die a
full
week
circle.
After you got it.
No, it's still alive. It's like it goes full circle all the way back to adorable again.
No, it doesn't. It's
it
just,
does.
It's
That's
hideous.
Why everyone loved Grumpy Cat.
No, Grumpy Cat was different. It just had like a little frown on its face.
Yeah.
It wasn't like ill. You like. You look a sick animal.
Yeah, I like dogs in wheelchairs. Like, I don't prefer a dog to be in a wheelchair. That's cruel, obviously.
Yes,
but
you do.
What? No.
You prefer a handicapped dog.
For Instagram purposes. But, like, I wouldn't wish that on a dog, is what I'm saying. But when I find one, and they've got,
you're
like,
happy it happened.
They've got cute little hamburger wheels on their back legs, and they're just scooting around. They're happy as a clam.
I don't like it. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Uncle Ben's? Sarah
yeah.
Silverman.
Oh,
okay.
Sarah Silverman posted this
Sorry,
video.
Sorry, everyone.
It's this woman sitting in her car, and she's like, I found out Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and I was saying to my friends, oh, she's in a better place, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I didn't realize that is a Christian thing to say. And because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was Jewish,
I was just thinking that, yeah,
you should say stuff like, I forget the exact like phrasing, but it's like, may her memory be honored for generations or something like that.
I know Jews don't believe in hell, but do they believe in heaven?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
Because do they just believe in lights out?
I think a lot of like American Jews are kind of, The whole afterlife shit is not really, it's more like tradition and shit. I don't know, man.
Let's not do this. Let's avoid
the They're
Jew
always
talk.
Listening. I hear what you're getting at. They run.
Don't
yeah,
do this
I
bit.
Hear you
don't
loud
do,
and clear.
I don't like this bit. Don't you rope me into this.
I love how we both have our hand up.
We do both have
like
our
there's
hand
somebody
up.
Else in the room. Anyway, so she goes, that's what you're supposed to say.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then she ends it with going, it's not that hard, people.
Oh, I hate that.
I listened. I changed my behavior. You can do it. Anybody can do it. And I'm like, you started off like doing a nice thing. Why do you have to be such a cunt? Why is everybody a cunt all
Everyone
the time?
Everyone is awful. The internet, has it, do you think we were always this bad, or has the internet like
oh, it's the internet. It's the internet.
And made us horrible? The whole it's not that hard people sentiment is so fucking annoying.
Who are you talking to? It's like, we're on board.
Yeah, I was on board until you started being fucking mean to me. God.
Yeah, everybody's just a
Also,
dick.
Imagine having your priorities so skewed that you would just like break off a friendship because they said to you somebody's in a better place rather than they exist on a realm. What are you supposed to say?
But I mean, it would have been nice if she popped online and was like, hey guys, this is what I just found out.
Yeah.
But the way she phrased it is like, I took in this information.
Yeah.
And I didn't respond with, oh, well, that's the way I was taught, or that's the way I grew up. I heard this person, and I changed my behavior. So, essentially, it's like you open your front-facing camera to get online to brag about something you fucking did today.
Yeah, you bragged about yourself and then condescended to the rest of the world.
Yeah, and you, like, disguised it as a teachable moment to
God.
Us. It's so fucking frustrating. And you get people like Sarah Silverman, who is basically, like, a pure person.
Yeah.
Like, she's only nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, she must just be a ball of nerves all the time. Like, I'm sorry. Well, she's Jewish, so she knows.
Yeah.
So I guess she's on the side of like, yeah, people, why don't you just learn?
That bums me out a lot because There was a time in my life where a lot of people were telling me, giving me a lot of messages in order to like soothe my grief. And I think it's so shitty to come back at somebody who's just trying
your
their
retarded
best.
Dog died and
my retarded
you're upset.
No, you know, when somebody says like, they're in a better place. Like, I hate that term too. It's mm-hmm. stupid, but like, that's a nice person just trying to make you feel better.
Right.
Why don't you just take that and then not dissect every word that came out of their mouth?
Well, the truth is that there's nothing to say when somebody dies because it's the ultimate fucking evil in the world.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Just like the hardest thing to deal with. And so they're just trying to make you feel better.
Phrases have been invented just to get through this.
Yeah.
You know?
And that inherently is a very kind thing to do. So don't be a fucking dick, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you need all the help you can get in those moments. I mean, fine.
But at the same time, it's cool to learn that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
you
I
know?
Agree.
If somebody came at her and was like, that's actually, we don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, you're right. That person's a dick. But the dick train just keeps rolling along, you know?
Yeah.
It's dick moves strung together. Now you got to get on the internet and because you were corrected, you got to go online and correct other people.
Right.
And
like
explain
I said,
what a hero you are.
I always say everyone on the internet is horny for the opportunity to be condescending.
That's true.
It's their favorite thing in the world.
Not us, though. We're nice.
No, I would never condescend to anyone. I never have, and I never will. There's a way to do it, I think. I'm a real bitch.
Yes. Thank you for saying that.
I know you don't think so. You think
you.
I'm a perfect angel. But there's like a funnier way to be mean to people, I think. There's like, I just feel like it's very not self-aware, some the ways that people are fucking assholes on the internet. You know, you have to be a little tongue-in-cheek or playful or something, or just straight up own the fact that you're being an asshole. But people try to dance around it, and the whole like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's righteous indignation.
Yeah, that
or
is
it's,
the
worst
kind of indignation.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
Cool. Now what do we talk about?
I don't know. What else is going on?
What do we want? I feel like we watched something.
We watched Fargo season 3.
Fargo season 3 is very good. It might be my favorite season so far.
Yeah.
Great.
I can't remember the other seasons.
First one's great. Martin
They're all
Freeman.
Great. I fucking love Fargo so
Fargo's
much.
Fargo's so good.
And everybody was like, oh, the people have their opinions. They're like, first one's good, second one's not that good, third one's okay. It's like,
it's so weird.
You are fucking stupid, dude. You're an idiot. Every season has these beautiful characters, these villains. The
yes.
villains in every season.
Every villain in every season is this sinister philosopher that just waxes poetic
yeah.
about the evils of humanity, and they sort of bring to light sort of issues like, am I a bad guy or is the world just fucked up?
Right. You know? And also they do this cool thing, I think every season they did this, where it's like there's a main character who kind of like stumbles backward into chaos.
Yes, every time. Yeah.
And this gets to a point where it feels like that character is going to get his comeuppance.
Yeah.
And you're like, here it comes. And then you start to think to yourself, why am I excited for this guy to die or get what's coming to him?
Yeah.
Nothing is really coming to him. He just, through circumstances, horrible things happen. Somebody fell backwards onto his knife.
Right.
You know, and now he's in this, like, he doesn't know what to do because he's like kind of a simple, you know,
exactly that in the third season, which we just watched, that's exactly what happens. But in the first season with Martin Freeman, he actually is a shit.
Right.
He's a really bad guy.
Yeah. He kills somebody, right?
Yeah. Well, he kills his wife.
Fuck.
Oops,
I would be down to go
sorry,
back
everyone.
And watch. Well, that happens really early.
Yeah, it happens in the first episode, but still. It's
but
kind
she's
of
a bitch,
big
though.
Moment. Oh, yeah, she
so...
is. She is kind of a bitch. But then I
actually
don't, see. I don't.
It's fine.
It's fine if she's
let
a bitch.
Let that be a lesson to everyone.
No, you can be a bitch and not have to get murdered. That's why I'm a feminist. Okay, put it on a pin, put it on a tote bag. I'll wear it. Thank you. Anyway, there's just like watching Fargo, there are moments like in terms of filmmaking, which I know nothing about, but you notice they take care in every single shot.
Mm-hmm.
They show you things in like a new way, and with lighting
the
and
music.
Movement. Oh my God, the music, this, the whole Peter and the Wolf thing.
Yeah.
This season was so cool. There's one episode where there's Billy Bob Thornton comes on as a narrator out of nowhere. He wasn't in the show at all this season, and just explains how it's, there's an orchestra and every character is going to be played by an instrument, and the birds are the flutes and the wolf is the oboe, and then like the villain walks by. It's amazing. It's so cool.
Yeah. And then that music comes back throughout the season.
Yes.
You know, cause yeah. like the drums are the blasts of the,
cannons, right? Or something.
No, of the hunter's shotgun.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you hear that and you're like, oh, that must mean something's happening. It's, and then like the kind of sci-fi psychedelic element
yes.
to it. Like the second and third season had these moments that are, that come out of left field, and on any other, on a lesser show, it would be like real. You would roll your eyes.
Yeah,
you'd be
like,
what the
fuck?
Oh, now
there's fantasy shit happening?
Yeah, but it'll only be for like one episode.
Yeah.
Or they'll hint at it, and then they'll give you a taste, and then they'll send you right back into reality.
Yeah. I feel like I need to watch an explainer video or something about what the fuck happened in that one.
I think I got it.
In the bowling alley. Yeah, I wouldn't, if you hadn't explained that to me, I wouldn't have known. Anyway, you guys should watch it.
Fargo, yeah, if you haven't seen that, I mean, that, and also just the star power in every episode.
Oh my God, yeah. That was my favorite villain too. The Professor Lupin from the Harry Potter movies. He's so good. His teeth are so gross.
Yeah, the teeth stuff was a real bummer. He's got these little nubby, rotting corn teeth, and he was always picking at them with like a metal toothpick.
There's so much blood in this show. People are being beheaded, and Ian doesn't blink an eye, but as soon as they close up on his teeth, you're like, we need to turn this off.
He will pick his teeth for like 30 seconds, and they'll just zoom in. It's
awful.
It's a bummer.
It is, yeah.
And so, the new season is going to have Chris Rock as the villain.
In old man makeup.
Yeah, because he looks 12 still. But I hope he can pull it off.
Me too.
Because I like Chris Rock, but I don't know.
Have we
ever seen him as like a real, in an intense dramatic role?
Bringing Down the House?
I don't know that film.
Is that what it's called? Where he plays a first black president?
What? No, I've never heard of that.
He plays the president? Doesn't he?
He plays Obama?
No. This is made in like the 90s. Oh God. Jamie, help me. I forget what it's called. It's got House in it, and he plays the president, and he's Chris Rock. So, I mean,
He's Chris Rock.
No, he doesn't play Chris Rock, the president. He plays a fictional president, but I don't know. I was kidding, because it's obviously a very bad movie, and it's a comedy.
Never heard of it.
I don't know that he's the villain in Fargo, either.
The trailer, he just, like, whips out a switchblade.
Yeah, he could be, like, a side criminal.
Is this the final season?
With, like, a big role? Well, I don't know.
Because I'm wondering if they're going to bring it all home. Because this last
season...
Head
of state. Wait, no. Yes, head of state. Chris Rock and Bernie Mac, fuck yeah. The only thing white is the house. That's the tagline.
That's pretty good. When did this come out?
And the whole joke was that there are like black people in the White House, and like,
oh, that sounds great.
White people were upset about it, and they did like black people stuff and had
yes.
a lot of fun.
Having a cookout.
Yeah.
In the Rose Garden.
Should we watch that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to watch The Boys.
Damn. Okay. We got a lot of stuff to watch. Mm-hmm. We got a big weekend ahead of us. We watched another documentary yesterday that I just
what
remembered.
One?
Remember the Japanese Idols?
Yes.
Documentary? I think it's called Tokyo Idols on Netflix.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We were watching that and we were like, this is cuties. This is like the true pedophile
that's
film.
That's the real cuties. It's so fucking weird. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But it's odd.
Men
it's,
are the worst, dude.
I know. It's
like,
so annoying that the worst people took the mic in order to say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they can't call you. Move along, Melissa. But it really is like, there's this weird the psyche. You just can't. I can't. Can you explain the movie?
So the movie is about these young women, very young, teenagers. You can't call,
some of them are 10.
Yeah, I'll get to that. But like when it starts, it's about like a girl who's 19.
Yeah.
And she is an idol, which is basically just like a pop star in Japan. And it's not exactly that. Because it's more of a full personality. I guess they do that here too. But it's very specific. Like you have to, you go on stage, you sing and dance, but then you're always streaming on the internet and you're doing like meet and greets and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole time is you have this very specific personality. You're bubbly, you're friendly, you care about your fans. And this is they said it was like a $1 billion industry over there.
God.
And you would think, this is what I was getting at, like with men being the worst, like things will be created for little girls.
Yeah.
Like that's clearly who the audience is.
It should be.
You get on stage and you wear your cute little cat ears.
Cat ears and
you do
pink.
Your simple songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sparkles and shit. it's bronies all over again. And then you pan over and the entire audience is men in their 40s.
Yeah, the median age was like 50.
Like they're waving glow sticks around. And these guys are, the people they interviewed, quitting their jobs and following these women everywhere they go.
Yeah.
And like everywhere they fucking go. Just putting all this money into these kids. And it's creepy as fuck. It's weird that the parents are allowing this to happen. And then as the movie progresses, well, first of all, you find out that a lot of these girls are kind of like open mic comedian.
Yeah, it looks
types
so much like some of the basements we've done comedy.
Right.
Like some of the small circuit ones are real like lo-fi.
Yeah, there's different levels to it, but a lot of these guys like to be on the ground floor. They like the young girls who are just starting out, so they have more access.
Yeah.
So they like fall in love with them when they're at the beginning stages of their career, and then I guess there's a big competition every year where 80 girls, the documentary was kind of hard to follow, but like 80 girls are crowned the country's like top idols.
Yeah.
And then those girls, those girls become very famous, but it only lasts for 1 year.
Yeah.
And you age out. Like a lot of these girls, when they get into their 20s, they have to retire.
Yeah, like 19 is old in
right.
that circuit. When we saw in the documentary, there's like a 60-year-old man and his crew, and they wait in line at the temple, at this ancient, gorgeous temple, so that they could make a specific prayer for Ryoku?
Ryo.
No, there's Ryo, but then there was another one.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like Ryoku to make it into
Roku?
It's Roku. It ended in ku and started with an R, okay?
Sure.
And she did. They harnessed the power of the secret to make her a Japanese pop idol.
And a big part of it is like innocence and charm. So these girls have to like hold these guys' hands.
Yeah.
They come to do these meet and greets, and like part of it is like handshakes, and it's this weird kind of vague sexual thing.
Yeah. The men hold onto their hands. Like,
well, the girls do too. They're trained to do that.
Do you remember when they said they're not allowed to treat anybody differently? It all has to be across the board. So there's no favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be polite and sweet and laugh at all their jokes and be really nice to every single person, even when they're fucking weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And another thing is like these guys that they interviewed, I guess it's a huge problem in Japan that men aren't like dating women and falling in love. They can't fall in love because they worship this an idol. It's a false idol.
It's
this person who doesn't exist, manufactured.
Yeah, they prefer the fantasy over reality, which obviously you can always make arguments for that. It makes sense like on paper because like a fantasy can never break your heart or let you down or disappoint you or whatever, but it becomes so pathological that they lose their jobs, all their money. They follow these people around and they can't have real human interactions. And also they're fucking pedophiles, man.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the movie, they got to a 10-year-old doing this, and this fucking sweaty, a bunch of them, but like sweaty 40-year-olds are like, Aru's my favorite. I don't think I'd like her if she were older because she'd be more developed. And yeah. You're like, oh my God, why are we not arresting these people?
I think when it said developed, though, what they meant was like she's not a full idol yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean...
You can make some assumptions.
Right.
And then you ask them if they have romantic feelings for these women and they're like,
it's kind of, they're like, it's kind of like romantic because it isn't just straight ahead. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how pedophilia really works, like what the feelings you have, but it seems to me like they're also extremely stunted.
Yeah.
So they want to, they really do want to go hang out with these girls and talk about how kittens are cool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some animes are cool, but other animes are not cool. And they get like down and they behave like children.
That is
right?
True.
But then
some of our Twitter compatriots might tell you that is something called grooming by going,
right.
Oh, you have a cat? I have a cat too. We understand each other because we both like cats.
But you barely have an opportunity to groom if you're in line for a meet and greet and you get to shake hands with the girl and then somebody shoves you along the line.
Sure.
You know,
but
so it's not like these guys get to spend.
But they follow them.
I'm not defending them. I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're grooming.
It's not. No, I was just kind of playing devil's advocate and saying what, like, somebody way on the other side would say. But I don't think it's grooming, obviously. But it is, like, it does seem predatory because they're going to all of these events. So they do only get to talk to them for a few seconds. But they'll see them in the next one. And they start to know these men by name.
Yeah.
They're at
that's
every
a big
show.
Part of it. It's really important that they like, because you got your like ride or die group when you first start.
Yeah.
Because you don't have access to an enormous fan base. So you got to keep these guys happy because they're like your street crew too. They're like recruiting other guys and talking you up in the internet and stuff. So you really do have to like, you're right, spend a lot of time with them.
You know what I really like about Japanese women versus American women, and I know this is all a front because they have to play this character, but they have almost no ego, it seems, even though they're like worshipped, like literally worshipped as idols. They're just like, I just really love my fans, and I don't know I've never been treated this way, but I love them all so much and I appreciate them and I care about them. And like OnlyFans American women are like, eat my shit, pigs.
Right. But I would say I think that the women we watched in that documentary were sincere.
Yeah.
But I think that's why they were becoming successful. Because that's exactly...
Because they know how to play the game?
Right. Well, I don't know. It could be one or the other. They could be playing the game or they could really be like that. Either way, it doesn't matter. The reason they're successful is because they have that personality and that's the personality that these men like.
Okay.
This kind of like humble, sweet, innocent, pure virgin. That was a big part of it.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, this stock of men in America are responding to like, I'll step on your balls and like you call me a queen and be my pay pig.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like what supply and demand.
First,
yeah, exactly.
The chicken or the pay pig. Interesting. It was odd when you want to just dismiss all these guys as like basement dwelling pedophiles. It was odd when they would pan to the show audience at like a big show or maybe a medium sized show, and they all know every single word to the songs, these horrible songs. I will give them the benefit of the doubt that the it just can't be translated properly, but they're fucking weird.
I mean,
songs.
Also sounds like shit.
Yeah. And
because this regimented, this like rules-based society, you can't make music
they're
work
not,
within that world.
They're not drinking, by the way, which freaked me out.
Oh, that's so
much.
Weird. Yeah.
It's so weird. This
they're
is
so
a,
into it, covered in sweat.
Sober activity. But
panting.
No, they pan to these guys and they're glassy-eyed. They're like emotional. They know every word to the song. They're dancing. I really feel like some of them are like true fans of they've convinced themselves that these women are artists that they connect with.
There's so much to unpack there. Like what? That's some like psychological damage. It's like I want it's escapism.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
One guy, Koji, he was like the number one fan of Rio. He he had the strangest comment because it wasn't creepy. It was like, he was like, she's like a mirror to me. I look at her and I look up to her and I see myself. It was so strange. It was like he was looking up to her.
That to me felt like some translation shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those subtitles, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Because it was like, I look up to her, I want to be like her, and then it's like a mirror. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
But then he did say, like, no, I mean, obviously I don't want to be an idol, but I just think she's so inspiring.
I don't know.
It is strange. But then you said at the time, like, that just seems like he's convinced himself that he's not just a creep, that he's...
They all have. I mean, like, you... The women that these guys pick, so they're all they'll go to a show, see like a girl group, and they'll be drawn to one specific woman in the group, and then she might break off, and then they follow her for their fucking entire life, just pouring money into t-shirts and glow sticks
there's one guy in his basement like painting glitter on hats for these girls.
But they do this mental gymnastics thing where they go, I like her because she's independent and she is bubbly. And it's like, motherfucker, they're all the same.
Yeah.
There's like a checklist. Yeah. You have to be smiley, sound like an anime, have like twinkly eyes, but be virginal and like not be dating anybody, but just want to hang out with she calls them her brothers, you know?
Yeah.
You guys always take care of me. They interview all these different women and they're all the same.
Right. Yeah.
This is what an idol is. This is what they do. This is what in our culture is attractive. So why not just be exactly that? So when they say that, like, specifically Rio has these characteristics, it's like, you are horny for Rio. That's you like when she's jiggling around on stage, you know, or her bones are shaking around. I don't know. Japanese women aren't particularly endowed.
No, there was one point where she kept calling herself pudgy, and I was like, what are you talking about? And also, there's a song where the lyrics are, here comes Rio, pudgy little Rio.
Really?
Yes. I was like, what is happening? It's so strange. Also, there's a weird brotherhood among all these guys who follow the idols.
What disturbed me was them talking about how it wasn't too long ago when if you were, what are they called?
Salarymen?
No. What are the fans called?
Oh, I forget. It starts with an O. I don't remember.
OG or Ojai or something?
Ogatsu? It's something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But these fans of idols were looked down upon.
Yeah.
They were the nerds. They were, you know, basement dwelling creeps.
Yeah.
But recently, it's become more accepted.
Because people started coming out, and then everyone looked around like, oh, I do that too.
Yeah.
I like them too.
That's what bummed me out.
Yeah.
You know, the normalization.
Normalize being an old pedophile. Can you imagine if the pedophiles got on the normalized train?
Oh, yeah. No, it happens. It already happens.
Oh, yeah.
There's people out there, you know, NAMBLA and stuff.
It's an orientation. Remy called somebody the treasurer for NAMBLA, and it made me laugh so hard.
Who was it?
I forget, but it was such a good such a good moniker. I would like to be a Japanese pop idol.
You're too old.
You're too old.
You're elderly. No, I'm just the right age to be obsessed with a 13-year-old or whatever.
God. I love how they would interview the parents and they would be like, well, what, at first I was horrified, and then the subtext is, and then I found out how much money these men were giving.
It turns out they're really nice.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. I mean, if you guys want to, you know, have a treat,
what?
Go just dive into bronies head first.
Yeah.
You watch all the YouTube videos, watch all the documentaries. It's the same shit. It's always like justifying this stuff.
But
like,
at least these
we're
men...
nice guys and we like to hang out. And it's like, you're fucking weird. Stop doing that. Stop fucking doing that. So means you hit him on the nose with a rolled up newspaper.
But bronies, I would say, if we're doing a battle here, bronies are better than the...
They're better, but I see a lot of overlap.
They're lusting after cartoon ponies, and that's fine, because they're not... There's no...
It's not fine. I'll tell you why in a second. It's not fucking fine. But
there's no victim here, is what I'm saying.
I'm not comparing... I'm not saying one's better than the other,
okay.
But personality-wise, I see a lot of similarities.
I get that.
A lot of justifying it, a lot of explaining how nice everybody is, and how, you know, we just care about this thing. And the reason it's bad, though, like, to bring me back to my original point, it's like, this is for little girls. Let them fucking have something.
Yeah, yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Fucking get a job. You know what I mean? Do something. I don't know. Get really into, there's a million things you could get into that are equally as corny and lame or whatever,
do
but
horse
aren't for
play,
little girls.
Do horse play like an adult.
Yeah. Not
no,
ponies.
No colors involved.
But when you go to, think about that. Like, think about being an 8-year-old, I think we've even said this on the show before, but like, think about being an 8-year-old girl and you go to see your favorite musician, like your little fun little pop star musician, or go to a convention about your favorite cartoon and it's just a bunch of enormous autistic guys like wiping back hair up against wet back hair against your.
Do you think there's a separate like adult My Little Pony fan?
No.
Are there really conventions for My Little Pony fans happening?
Catherine, how long have we been dating?
Okay. But I would assume that the ones that these guys are going to are
BronyCon.
Like 18 and up.
Yeah. I guess maybe I take that back because like I never went to a convention for my cartoons when I was a kid anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess the adults can have
yeah,
it.
Kids don't go to conventions. They just stay home and play with toys.
I don't know. Something's wrong.
Something is wrong.
Something's wrong.
I don't
condone
bronyism. I don't. I do think, especially the fact that it's meant for children, it is like a pathological, like stunted thing. Something
and you don't trust men because it's like there's something. It's always some underlining horniness to it.
No,
you know,
because
when they're like, no, we just like these little girls performing,
there's
you go
no
like, I don't
you're
believe
not
you
fucking something
right right
you're
whatever
fucking
it is
something and I don't like it
unless it's like very entertaining
yeah
like I don't have to fuck Fargo
right
I don't know I can't what? Even put I'm not smart enough to figure it out but
something's up we'll get to the bottom of it don't worry we'll find out what bronies are up to bronies do fuck each other isn't that part of it.
Yeah, well, they jack off to the cartoon. That's called clopping.
Stop it!
You don't know about this?
Clopping?
I think bronies aren't really... It's not as popular as it used to be. You don't hear much about bronies anymore. It used to be everywhere. Everywhere you turned, you'd see a brony.
What are you talking about?
There was like a documentary that came out about bronies. I think it's on Netflix. There was BronyCon, which doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. I mean, it couldn't during coronavirus, but I hadn't heard about it in the last 3-4 years.
Can you imagine a COVID cluster at BronyCon?
It would kill everybody. Their immune systems are shit.
Oh, God. And FurryCon. They all get kennel cough.
I will say that furry shit and brony shit really does entertain me.
It entertains me too. I don't remember if I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast, but I recently started following.
You're obsessed with
furries. I recently started following a ton of furries on Twitter, and the drama amongst furries is unparalleled because they all have fancy names and they're all accusing each other of grooming because some of them are underage.
Isn't that a good thing in the furry community?
Exactly. It's a fun pun. So you get confused. You're like, wait, don't you guys like that kind of thing? I don't know. But they're all like, Atlas brought Stixel over and they were engaging in something called pawing or something. I don't know. And they released.
Don't pretend like you don't know. You'd go deep with this shit. You know exactly what pawing is. You've explained it to me. You sent me a PDF.
Shut up.
Two PDFs. It was pages and pages of what was it? Conversations.
It was a Google Doc. It was somebody, they're accusing one of the furries of grooming another furry, and then that furry who was accused, the accused came forward with all this evidence about how there was this furry smear campaign, and there were screenshots and just explanations of what really went down, and I will tell you, they just send each other paw emojis. That's all they
That's
do.
That's what pawing
just
is.
Just like, yeah, and they're like, paw? They go paw, question mark, and they go paw, and then it's all these like...
And that's hot to them?
I guess. I don't know.
That's crazy. Some of it they jack off to paw emojis? Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't say that. You made that up.
Then what is it? What's the sexual... Because the way you explained it to me is that the exchange of paw gifts or what emojis...
Some
is sexual.
Stickers. Sorry, it was
that's,
stickers.
That oh, sticker. What is that?
I don't know. I'm too old.
Not yet. Literal stickers.
No,
right?
It's like, you know, Facebook stickers. It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, an emoji, but it's like a giant, like it's sticker,
gotcha,
sized. No, the actual accusation was about how one of them who's older said, I actually don't think it's that bad for an older person to hang out with a younger person. This is all digital conversations too, so I don't really know. Unless somebody's sending photographs or really propositioning somebody, I don't know how we can accuse somebody of like anything substantial, but here we are, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not the judge.
Did you read the whole Google Doc?
No, it's so long.
I'll read it at work. But
maybe we should go through it on the Patreon.
This is, yeah, we should. But this is an example. I mean, there's a lot of overlap here between the brony stuff and the idol stuff and the furry stuff, in that you can be like, we're all babies. We all have like baby minds,
yeah,
right? Like it's fun for us to regress,
yeah,
and hang out and talk about kitty cats or dancing or sparkles. And then it does. And I don't know the story of Fancy Paws or whatever, to whoever got molested, but I don't know if it...
Atlas and
Stickles. Sickles?
I don't remember. Hey, I don't want to use names here and get it mixed up.
Right.
Everyone do their research and go on furry Twitter and find out the facts, because I don't want to sling baseless accusations at
But it's an it's dangerous
furry.
Though, you know, because it's like if you're working on the assumption that everybody is just having a good time and being silly and likes to dress up and pretend, yeah, they're animals, and doesn't matter the age, because like I'm a kid at heart and you're,
yeah,
an actual kid, and you
you're
know
right.
you kind of use that as a excuse to get next to,
exactly,
children.
It really is like there should be kind of a vetting process or a limit, like. But then again, when 16-year-olds are saying 18-year-olds are grooming them, it's I'm just like, I'm going to stay out of this conversation. But
right.
You're both children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That seems to me like kids playing adult.
Yeah,
you know, I
exactly.
See what all the adults are doing. They're accusing each other of all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like in the furry community, you can do that. You can be like, well, I'm just a kid at heart, then, and there's nothing sexual here. I just like dressing up like an adult animal. And we know that that's kind of untrue.
Yeah,
you're an adult,
yeah,
man.
Like
some
you
horniness.
Said, if men are involved, and somebody's fucking something.
And with the idol culture, you can take advantage of that. I mean, Japan is accepted as an actual culture,
mm-hmm,
as a business. So you,
yeah,
go like, oh no, I'm just another 45-year-old man who's a fan of a 10-year-old girl. It's fucking normal, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a, you know, I just like her spirit and I like her tenacity and I like how she loves her fans. That's what's different about Rio. She like,
yeah,
likes her fans a lot and she's really nice to them. She's sweet.
Don't you think as a country that as fucked up as we are, that we wouldn't, in the States, we would never let that happen? That somebody would be like, fuck no.
Yeah.
A bunch of horny old men are not going to go watch a 10-year-old girl dance around for fun in,
right,
a schoolgirl outfit. It's just not going to happen. Somebody would pick it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think people would beat the shit out of,
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think parents or somebody would beat somebody up.
Right.
I watched a video on the internet this week of a Peeping Tom at a Cracker Barrel. He was like,
what?
It wasn't the actual peeping part that I saw. Apparently he like popped his head out under a stall while like a 15-year-old girl was peeing and she told her dad, and the video is just him beaten to a pulp in a Cracker Barrel.
This sounds like one of the subreddits I subscribe to.
Cracker Barrel parking lot, and all these parents, like all these adults, are just surrounding him like, "You're a piece of shit. What is wrong with you? I'll tell you what, if that was my daughter, you wouldn't be walking out of here." And he was like,
the dad is like, "What do you got to one up me? Yeah, I already beat the shit. I broke his jaw.
Yeah.
Why do you got to?
Why do you got to make me feel bad?"
Yeah, yeah. "You want to get in here? Fucking asshole. You're next."
Saying. I'm just saying.
I was thinking when we were talking about the Japanese idols. These guys who have to explain what they like about these girls.
Yeah.
You ever see somebody on Facebook who's getting married and they try to think of nice things that, you know, they're not a good writer, but they have to announce it.
Always here for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've been through thick and thin.
And that, and when we watch Santa Clarita Diet together, those are my favorite nights.
They don't even go that far. They don't even go that far. It's like, it's always, words cannot express how much you mean to me. I can't imagine my life without you.
Can't wait to see where the next years will take us.
Yeah, and I can't believe I'm marrying my best friend. It's like...
So excited to embark on this crazy
journey. Do you fucking
journey.
Know this person? Say one thing about him. Say one thing. What's her favorite color?
I don't know. Ooh, whoa, we actually made it an hour talking about perverts.
I know. It's fucking grueling to do this podcast. I've been like, I was listening to our last episode today.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking good.
Is it? Because it felt bad at the time.
I just mean the podcast in general.
Oh.
Because I'm like switching
nice.
On other shit. And I'm like, it's a good podcast. That's why I'm trying to push it more.
Yeah.
Oh, the Discord.
So
we set up a Discord because somebody told us we should do that.
Yeah.
One of our listeners actually set it up, and I don't really know much about Discord. From what I can tell, it's a fucking chat room where you try to get people to cyber with you.
ASL.
Yeah. So check that out if you want to join the Discord, and if you know what you're doing on there and want to be like an admin or however it works.
What would they have to do?
Just make like, I don't know, subsections where it could be like,
pedophiles,
I don't, like I said, I don't know much about
furries,
it. Right, right. Hey,
bronies.
No, you shouldn't do that. That should be in the main section. Okay. But maybe there's like, hey, movie recommendations or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
And then I think there's a way that we could actually talk to people, like do voice chat with people and stuff. I don't know. If anybody's willing to teach us or to edit stuff, we would appreciate it. The Discord link is in the bio of the Instagram account, so suicide.pack.pod.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just go to Twitter, it's the last thing I tweeted, iHunt. But yeah, I'm like, come on, let's get fucking more people to listen to this, because I honestly do think it's good. I'm switching back and forth between other podcasts. I'm like, this isn't worse than anything else that's out there. Any like popular shit.
99% of podcasts are dog shit.
Right.
And this is... It's better than dog shit.
Right.
Cat shit.
No, cat shit is not better than dog shit.
We don't need to start. We don't need to have an argument about this. But anyway, yeah, I agree. I think it's a halfway decent pod.
Yeah.
And I would love for more people to listen. And if you jump on that Discord, tell me what bronies do. Tell me what they're up to.
No, I'm going to make you watch
the bronies documentary.
Here's the thing about you.
Okay.
Is that when we first started dating, I was not allowed to speak about bronies or furries in your vicinity.
It wasn't bronies.
You would fly into a rage. You would get so upset. Even, I think, earlier podcasts, I even mentioned the word furries. And you get fucking pissed.
People change. People evolve.
All right.
They mature.
Then I'd like to show you some literature about bronies.
I didn't know. Okay. I've explained this before, and I've said I hated furries. I don't hate furries. I hate the kids who hung out in front of the Stroud Mall.
You hate specifically three people.
In Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, with little raccoon tails, and used to jump in front of my car and then flip their tails at me. I was harassed by a gang who wore animal tails.
Like, you know, Trump wants to...
And everyone in my town called them furries. I thought that's what furries were. And now I've learned that it's a much more sophisticated group.
Right.
So, what about Trump? Is he a furry?
Trump, you
he
know
could be,
how
we
Trump
would never know.
Wants to classify...
Furries
and
as
Antifa as a terrorist? Yeah, it should be furries as well.
That's good.
All right.
Okay. Arigato gozaimasu.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.